Amazon ReMars, the global event for machine learning, automation, robotics, and space. Go to remars.amazonevents.com/WSJ and get your full conference pass for just $199. That's remars.amazonevents.com/WSJ.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, June 10th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Most of us have had a bad experience with customer service, but what if there was simply no one to reach out to with your problem? For many social media companies, this is the case. Facebook and Instagram, for example, have nearly zero customer service employees. So, what can users do when they have a problem with their accounts? On today's show, our reporter Kirsten Grind joins us to discuss the lengths Facebook users have gone to regain access to their accounts if they can't turn to anyone inside for help. That's after these headlines. Starting with other Facebook news, we exclusively report that the Meta-owned platform is re-examining its commitment to paying for news, according to people familiar with the matter. Facebook signed three-year deals with news publishers in 2019 to feature their content on its website without a paywall. Sources say Facebook hasn't given the publishers any indication it plans to renew these deals. That could cost some outlets, including the New York Times, Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal, tens of millions of dollars in revenue. The revenue the WSJ receives is part of a broader Facebook news deal largely negotiated by our parent company, Dow Jones. Auto safety regulators are looking into whether to recall more than 800,000 Tesla vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said Thursday it was expanding a probe that began last summer. They're looking into a series of crashes in which Tesla cars hit emergency vehicles that were stopped. The move comes after investigators identified six new crashes that occurred with first responder vehicles. Tesla cars affected include Model 3, Model S, Model X, and Model Y, made from 2014 to 2021. Tesla didn't immediately respond to request for comment. Big Tech has poured over $36 million into TV and internet ads in an attempt to torpedo antitrust legislation. The lobbying groups working for the industry have been talking up supply chain and inflation woes in ads like this one.
Families are getting squeezed by rising prices, and now Congress is considering a bill that could make things worse for millions of Americans. Breaking Amazon Prime's guaranteed two-day free delivery, breaking free services like Google Search and Maps, and exposing your phone to costly malware.
That ad was paid for by the Computer and Communications Industry Association, which includes Google, Amazon, Apple, and Meta as members. The bipartisan bill it objects to would bar dominant tech platforms from favoring their own products and services. Supporters of the legislation have spent less than $200,000. That's according to a journal analysis of data collected by Ad Impact, an ad tracking service. The spending marks one of the biggest ad campaigns in recent years by the tech industry. And tracking devices that accurately follow and report on goods from the sources to the store could be a game changer for the supply chain. A number of businesses are working on ways of making it a reality. The Israeli tech company Wiliad has developed a postage stamp size tracker. It can be attached to small crates instead of truck trailers and shipping containers. The company has already signed its first big customer, a supermarket chain, which will use the tags to follow produce from farms to stores. Our reporter Liz Young tells us how it works.
It can be tacked onto nearly anything they say. So, for example, their first partnership, which is what was announced this week, is with a major Israeli supermarket chain called Shufersal. Shufersal plans to put these tags onto its produce crates to track things like zucchini through the supply chain. So, for example, with the zucchini, when the moment they're picked, the tags will be put onto the produce crates and tracked through the supply chain all the way to the moment that the zucchini lands on produce shelves. Things like temperature will be tracked, things like location to cut down on theft, to cut down on waste, to make sure that the zucchini is fresh throughout the supply chain.
You can hear more from Liz on Friday's AM edition of our sister podcast, What's News? All right, coming up, what's worse than spending hours on hold with customer service? How about spending $400 on a virtual reality headset just to get a hold of someone? We'll explain after the break.
There are a lot of 401k providers out there, and they all offer pretty similar services. But Betterment at Work is different. They go beyond just a retirement plan. They help your employees see the whole financial picture, all in one easy-to-use place, right on your phone or laptop. Plus, Betterment fees are typically less expensive. So for a more intuitive and affordable option, check out Betterment. To get started, visit betterment.com/WSJ. Investing involves risk and performance is not guaranteed.
If you've ever been locked out of an important account, maybe a bank account or an email, for an extended period of time, you know how distressing that can be. Alex Malott is a cybersecurity consultant from Pennsylvania who's been stuck in this situation for months. Back in January, he says he saw a strange notification about a Facebook post he claims he didn't make. Then he received a message from the platform saying his account had been suspended.
Well, my first reaction was kind of terror in the fact that they're saying something was posted so bad that my account immediately, got suspended. I'm worried, what did someone hack in and post?
Malott said he followed the steps to reinstate his account, but the form Facebook asked him to fill out didn't work. So he started trying to find someone from Facebook to talk to. He says he sent messages to every Facebook email he could find. He checked out message boards.
I tried reaching out to my LinkedIn network to see if there was a friend who knows a friend who maybe worked at Facebook that could look at something, but nothing happened.
Eventually, Malott resorted to a pretty expensive strategy to connect with a customer service rep from Meta, Facebook's parent company, buying the company's virtual reality headset.
So, ordered the Oculus Rift, got that sent to me, and then immediately jumped in a live chat with someone. Didn't even open it out of the box. I kept it right in the shrink wrap because, it's $400, so it's not going to help me get back in my account. I don't want to waste $400. Unfortunately, the guy wasn't able to help.
Facebook upheld the suspension on his account. Malott says he made a new account to stay in touch with friends and family, but says he still doesn't know what the offending post was that started this chain of events.
Everything's been deleted. So all of my photos from the last, 10, 15 years, family memories, all of that is gone. I have no way of getting it back. It's tough when everybody wants to put everything online and share it, and it's something so integral. You don't think, let me back it up just in case my account gets hacked and I lose everything.
The thing about Malott's story is, it's not all that unique. Lots of people are at a loss when they lose access to their social media accounts, and the platforms don't make it easy to connect with someone who can help. Our reporter Kirsten Grind has been looking into this issue, and she joins us now. And before we get started, I should note News Corp, owner of the Wall Street Journal, has a commercial agreement with Meta Platforms to supply news through Meta's Facebook platform. Hi, Kirsten. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So we heard Malott's story. You've also talked to people who hire lawyers to send certified letters to Facebook. What has Meta, Facebook's parent, said about the lengths people are going to?
So Meta has acknowledged that it's definitely distressing to lose your account. They have pointed out that while, we say in the article that generally there's no customer service for almost 3 billion users, Meta points out that they have started testing a live chat function and that basically some of the things they're doing you can't see is what they're saying.
So when it comes to Meta's customer service, what's around now?
Basically nothing. So if you have a problem with your Facebook or Instagram account, and I've just personally done this before, you might Google like Facebook customer service or Instagram customer service, and you will quickly find that there's no dedicated customer service line. There's not even an email. All Meta really offers is kind of this online step process that you're supposed to go through. For example, a lot of people have had their accounts hacked, and then they've lost control of their account, basically, in a lot of cases. So in order to get their account back, in some cases, you have to show ID to Meta. You have to go through all these steps to prove it's you. But sometimes that doesn't work. And then these users are sort of like, okay, that didn't work. Now what do I do? And there's nothing.
I mean, a lot of these complaints do stem from people, you know, getting locked out or losing control of their accounts. Does it seem like that's happening more? Is this a growing problem?
A lot of people end up in what is kind of jokingly called Facebook jail, where there are moderation rules that are very confusing and their algorithms have locked you out of your account or temporarily, you know, shut you down for a few weeks. For this story, there seemed to be less of that and more of the hacking going on, which is a way worse problem, right? Because in that case, you've just completely lost control of your account. And sometimes the hackers will start posting stuff on your account as you. So it's not a joking problem, right?
How does Meta's customer service, the customer service for, say, Facebook and Instagram, compare with some of their competitors, like maybe Twitter or TikTok?
Yeah, it's actually all bad. So if you think about it, you are using a free service on all these social media platforms, right? I mean, you do not pay, unless you're a business, for anything to have an account at TikTok or Twitter or anywhere. So because of that, they really don't have a huge incentive, to be honest, to supply you with service. And so this is actually a social media problem in general. Other users have complained heavily about like Twitter's customer service or TikTok's, or even I've gotten some emails about Google and YouTube, which sort of seems the same.
Does it seem like there's an effort to change that, considering how social media companies are making money?
It's unclear. Meta has made some noise about changing it. They said last year, when I wrote extensively about the issues with their platform moderation, that they sort of acknowledge it's a problem and they're working on it to bring more products to users. Not much has materialized. This time around, they're saying they now have a dedicated team looking at the issue. I saw a job listing for a customer support function that basically said we're only 1% there meeting our goal, sort of inferring that they are trying to meet a goal. So I'm hopeful there is something coming, hopefully.
1%, that's certainly a long way left to go. All right, that was our reporter, Kirsten Grind. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's it for Tech News Briefing this week. Before we close out the show, we want to give you the opportunity to send us your questions about the crypto sector. Do you want to know more about how these digital currencies work? Curious what steps regulators are taking? Or maybe you just want to understand what's really behind the big swings in valuation? Leave us a voicemail at 212-498-8852. We're planning on answering these questions in an upcoming episode. Once again, that number is 212-498-8852. We look forward to hearing from you. Our producer is Julie Chang. We had editorial support from Scott Salloway. Our supervising producer is Chris Zinsley. Our executive producer is Kateri Yoakum. And I'm your host, Zoe Thomas. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.